towers.
Wow.
Would it be right at the John Hancock Tower as opposed to other, you know, decks where you have fantastic views? We're right on the lake. And it was a beautiful day to be overlooking not only Lake Michigan, but the air show. But
360 fantastic. Chicago offers the best views of Chicago's skyline and Lake Michigan from the historic John Hancock Building. 360 Chicago Observation Deck, located, get this, 1,000 feet above famed Magnificent Mile in the iconic John Hancock Building, offering breathtaking 360-degree views, hence the name 360 Chicago, which is a terrific name for this thing. The city skyline and Lake Michigan. 360 Chicago Observation Deck is also home to Tilt. Why don't you share some information about Tilt, Matt?
Tilt?
We were kind of hesitant to know what to do with that.
What's that?
We were kind of hesitant.
I wasn't. Not from the start. I had no hesitation whatsoever. Tilt was something they added, I guess, a couple of years ago to, you know, put a little more buzz with that view. I'm not quite sure what all you could do to make it more happening. But Tilt is a special segregated area here that they pretty much allow for people to go. It's a 25-foot spot where up to eight people could press themselves up against the wall, hold on to
the windows, not the wall.
Oh, I'm sorry, the windows. Hold on to some bars, and as you line your body up against the window, it literally tilts. And what I mean by that is, where eight people are lined up next to each other, this portion of the glass bends up to 45.
Extends over the street.
Over the street. I think it's 45 degrees.
I was going to say, I should have looked into it to see what it was. But I think about a 45 degree tilt.
You don't need a seatbelt or anything like that. But it is, it's breathtaking and it's exhilarating. You literally, like I think it's 45 degrees. And you just slowly, it goes out. And then you're looking out, you're holding the bars and going, whoa. Then it drops a little more and then drops a third time. So
Tilt is Chicago's most thrilling new attraction that will forever change the way visitors see Chicago. And I think that's literally because you're looking down, yeah. You know. I was holding on for dear life.
You walk up to the window, just a standard window, and you look out and it looks, wow, you're up high and you're afraid of heights. It looks crazy. But if you do the tilt, you're literally tilting three times. Three times you're hanging over, not hanging over, but just
tilting.
Phenomenal.
It's a perfect name,
yeah,
because you're tilting.
It lasts a couple minutes, and a couple minutes is all you need.
It seemed like it went on forever because it drops you a foot or a couple feet, and then it pauses for a few minutes or a few moments, and then it drops you again, And I think there was like a third one.
Yeah, there was three.
Okay,
click, 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 and just.
And the great thing about this is we not only had the 360 experience of the observation deck, we also had the experience of Tilt. And then on top of that, we had the 66th annual Chicago Air and Boat Show. Yeah. So we had three things going at the same time over here, which was, I think we were there for about an hour and a half altogether because we were just taking it all in.
Yeah.
We got lucky. We got there before the massive crowds got there.
Yeah. As we had anticipated. So good timing for us. But thank you very much. It was a great, great event, a great way to start the day, and would highly recommend anybody to. You have lots of choices.
If you're in Chicago,
you have lots of choices.
You've got to go to the Hancock Building, okay, because it's a classic. I think it's 99 stories, and I think there's about 50 floors that are residential there.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a neat place. It's an architectural gem. Mm-hmm. The place really looks great.
Yeah. So,
thank you very much. Check it out, and Matt, why don't you go see if our guest is here? Okay. All right. Now I got to say one other thing that we went to. Everybody knows about the Peninsula Hotel. Peninsula Hotel's been in Chicago for a number of years.
Yeah.
They've been in Chicago for about 5 years or so, or maybe more than 5 years. But there's a new place that just opened in Chicago, and it's called Z-Bar. ZBarChicago.com. Now, this is great because it's a brand new place, fairly new. Okay, I think they're just there in the last couple of months. And it was great to be invited to be there. And the great thing about this is it's got views overlooking Michigan Avenue, which is terrific. We were lucky enough to have about 9:30 reservation.
Right.
And we met with old friends that were judging with us a few years ago. We judged Miss Illinois USA about 5 years ago. And Mark Roscoe is a well-known Chicago designer. And Joanne Fakuri, who is a well-known publicist slash producer slash publicist. public relations guru. So we had, and then we also met their, they brought along one of their other new team, Eli Soto.
Eli Soto.
We'll get to him in a minute. But right now we got to talk about Z-Bar. This place is fantastic. We got there and it was a Thursday night, right? This place was buzzing. It was cranking. This is happening at 9:30, and I guess at 9:30 isn't really that late to be buzzing. But when all is said and done, this place was cranking. We had to wait about 5 minutes for our couch outside. They asked us if we wanted a booth or a table inside. Why get a booth or a table when they're offering you a couch? Right?
Absolutely. We waited the extra time for that. Okay. I mean, why, like you said, why bother waiting for a, you know, this couch area was fantastic.
ZBarChicago.com. Cocktails, culture, and cuisine. This is Chicago's new rooftop lounge in the Peninsula Hotel overlooking
the Michigan. And they're trying to bring in that cool crowd, too, Mark. The, you know,
yeah,
influencers.
Cool crowd. You know, we're getting a cool crowd. And get this. I love this title. Vlad Novikov.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the guy that's in charge
of the mixologist, right?
No. He's not the mixologist, Matt. He's the director of cocktails and culture.
Oh. That's a hell of a title, Mark.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Z-Bar presents food enthusiasts with an incomparable chic experience, rich in flavor, texture, adventure, and international flavor. How about that?
How about that? It's fantastic, Mark. I want to welcome our guest, Francesca Manzi. I know we have a couple more things to still promote and speak about. But
well, I want to finish off Z-Bar here.
I know. I'm just saying she just came in.
Okay. Well, Francesca, it's great to see you.
Hi,
and
great to see you.
We'll get right to you.
Thank you.
But the Z-Bar thing was fantastic, Matt, because what did you order?
Old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And we had a variety of appetizers.
Right. The great thing about the appetizers is the menu was so extensive. For the appetizers, I'd never been there before. I didn't know it was good. So I checked with it was the maitre d', and I forget what his name is. I had it down here, and I apologize for that. But anyhow, he suggested three things. One of them was like a potato stick type thing. One of them was a caviar dish
that was on
the cracker. And the third one were poppers. It was it jalapeno poppers or?
They were jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not sure if they were actually jalapeno. They were poppers. They were spicy, so I'm not sure if it was jalapeno. They could have been buffalo, you know, hot buffalo.
Yeah. But these were fantastic.
They were good. Either way, they were fantastic.
The appetizers were fantastic. The old fashions were fantastic. The view of Michigan Avenue was unbelievable. From where I was sitting, I had an overview of the Hancock Tower and the Water Tower.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what you saw from the other end.
I saw some fantastic structures, but not as wonderful as what you saw.
Lively music was playing, and we actually closed the place down because they came out. I don't know what time it was.
They closed early.
Yeah, it was last call.
Yeah.
You know, so the drinks were incredible. The food was incredible. The company was incredible.
Everything was impeccable.
I got to say, thank you for our friends at Z-Bar Chicago, zbarchicago.com. And I believe they get the name Z-Bar, the hotel manager. I believe her last name starts with a Z. So to honor her, they put the Z in the bar in Z-Bar Chicago.
Yep, love
so,
it.
One of the best hotel bars I've ever been to, if not the best.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Z-Bar Chicago, and thanks for having us there. Now we get on to our in-studio guest, Francesca.
Francesca Manzi. Is that the correct way? I'm sure I missed.
Manzi.
Manzi?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Italian?
It's Italian.
Yeah.
I'm English, but.
Oh, it's Italian last name, but the English accent.
Italian whole name.
Italian.
Yeah. People get very confused.
Francesca Manzi?
Yes.
No middle name?
I do have a middle name. Chloe.
What?
Chloe.
Chloe,
that's pretty amazing.
Which is French, so that kind of.
So we got everything. We got English, Italian, and
Chloe Manzi. And I was going to say Chloe, but Francesca, you are in the entertainment industry, and you dabble a little. You're a producer. You're an actress.
Yes.
You're also this is the same category, I guess, a voiceover actress.
Yes.
So you are an actress in two parts. You're a regular actress, and you are a voiceover actress and a producer. Now, what's tougher? We've tried to dab a little bit in acting, and that's a tough gig right there. I've always thought the voiceover stuff, originally,
it's like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
kinda.
You put the screen in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be just as difficult.
Yeah, I mean. They are so on-camera acting and voiceover acting are obviously completely different. I quite like the freedom that comes with voiceover acting in that you very often don't get the script in advance the way you would for an on-camera pot.
Real quick, Mark, you got to love this accent. He's a big English
I love
accent.
Accents. No, it's classic.
He's got on one of his apps, he's got an English woman speaking.
Right now, it's classing up our show right
yeah.
now.
And we've always thought on our voicemail at our office, he's always wanted to hire somebody to give a...
Thanks for calling Wild Creation.
I've done that.
The Harris Brothers are not available, but, you know.
I might have to do my voicemail on my phone.
That's what my friends have had me do that.
You've reached the voicemail of Mark Harris.
And I like your necklace, Francesca. So I'm sorry for interrupting. Get back to
the show's always fast paced. Let you know, Francesca.
I love that.
We sip around from here to here.
I love that. British people talk way faster typically than Americans. Yes, I'm getting told that all the time. You guys talk pretty fast.
Yeah, we do. We do. We always have. We're bouncing off each other. We have a lot going on.
Where are you from?
We're born and raised in L.A.
Oh,
yeah,
born and raised. East Coast.
We just did a promotional. We're just in Chicago over the weekend on a tastemakers, you know, attending.
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Restaurants.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So we're just, you know,
it was an eating extravaganza. As a matter of fact, we got so much to talk about Chicago. It's going to have to carry over to our next show because there's just so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Have you been to Chicago?
I haven't, and I would love to.
Well, let me tell you this. Next time you go, stay at the Ambassador Hotel.
Did you hear that part of the show?
Yeah.
It's been almost 100 years. But we were talking earlier how there's so many, just like in L.A., there's a million places to stay. Where do you stay? Take it from us.
Yeah.
Stay Ambassador Chicago.
Okay.
How long have you lived in L.A.?
Almost 8 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you came straight from England?
From London, yeah.
London?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So did your career bring you here?
I decided to come here for that, yeah.
Okay. You thought that Tinseltown's the place to be?
More opportunity here. And, just a wider... I mean, you know, we make great stuff back in the UK, but there's just more going on here and...
Well, if you're in the entertainment industry, Hollywood is the place to plant your roots.
Yeah.
You know, so if that's what you're doing.
If I was born in Omaha and I was, you know, wanting to be an actor, I mean, just like
you go to New York to stage and then you go to LA to act in film and TV and so forth.
Then you come here
and voiceover, apparently.
There you go.
So what do you like most, producing, acting, or doing the voiceovers?
Producing is actually just a sometime gig for me. Mm-hmm. It's
you wear a lot of hats being a producer.
Yeah, that's a trickier thing, and that's a bit more. I mean,
sounds good to be a producer, though, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
Yeah, you put producer.
I'd like
in your
to
card.
Introduce our producers, Matt and Mark Harris. Producers.
Exactly.
Sounds like it's got panache.
Exactly.
Actress sounds good. Voiceover sounds good. But when you say producer, even if you only done one thing, it doesn't matter.
I know because
it's
the authority, right? It's the authority.
Matt and I had
an
opportunity a couple of years ago to be a producer of an Emmy-winning show that's out there right now. The time wasn't right for us then.
But now we're shooting ourselves in the foot
because they went on to win a couple more Emmys.
Three Emmys since we were invited to participate. So we're still shooting ourselves in the
foot. We'll do a shout out. It's The Bay. And it's a streaming show, which also is in the creative Emmy category.
Yeah, it was picked up by Amazon. So, but anyhow, we had our opportunity, but
maybe there'll be another one.
Yeah, maybe. If it's not there.
Some opportunities don't knock twice.
But I love the creativity.
Yeah.
The creativity that you get in being a voice actor and an on-camera actor.
Have you been an actress your entire life? Or did you just go from being an accountant to just all of a sudden? We've met people said one day, they just walk up and said, I'm changing.
I'm going to be. No, that wasn't me. I've always been acting, basically. I've had little, you know, diversions here and there, but...
Diversions. I like that. See, I would say diversion. I love it. Diversion.
Well, you're not English.
We do that.
You classy Brits. You really get my goat. So... So I'm sure over the span of your career, you've probably worked with some cool people. Do you have anybody that stands out with you that you could say, man, I love working with that person, or I worked with so-and-so, and that person was nicer than you think, or I worked with this guy, and boy, was he a butthead, and everybody thinks he's great, but...
I haven't actually worked with any, you know, unfortunately, story-wise, I haven't worked with any horrible people, but I did have a great...
It's okay. You're on the Tastemakers. You could tell if it's been a bad experience. You could share it with everybody.
This is great. No, I did have a great experience on an episode of a TV show called Trophy Wife.
I saw that on your website.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was the regular stars were Marlon Ackerman and Bradley Whitford.
I like Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, he's West Wing.
Yeah. So I was, you know, expecting to work with them and Michaela Watkins, a few other people, but it actually happened to be one of the finale, not series finale, but a season finale episode. So they had all these guest stars. So they had Florence Henderson, Megan Mullally from Will and Grace, and just a bunch of people. And they were all, I mean, it was so much fun.
Cool.
Do you have something in the can right now or something that's out there that you'd like to promote?
We heard that it might be a little top secret, but you could share some of it.
I
The listeners wanting to know, Francesca. They're out there. They
we
want
do
to
have
know.
Listeners in the UK as well.
Yes.
Do you really?
They're listening in London right now at 7:36.
Our
wow,
show is global.
There you go.
7:36.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, the most exciting thing is Top Secret, but it should be out soon within the next few months. But that's a voiceover project. In the game arena, I do video games.
You did something for Halo, correct?
Yeah.
Now that's huge. Or I mean, that you, now everything is, I think, Fortnite, right? But before, it used to be,
Halo, you're talking about the game.
Yeah. I mean, it still might be huge. I don't know. Mark's got a son who used to be into, but he was
But that whole gaming thing is huge, because there are people that have graduated from one of my son's good friends graduated from college this year in a degree in history or whatever. He's holding out for a gig in the gaming industry that will relate to his history background, so he can come on as like a consultant for these new games that are being developed.
Wow.
And so they'll come on and say, hey, I forget what his name is, Bill, we need your degree in world history, because we're creating
this game
in regards to Reign of Fire or the medieval times meet Fortnite or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's holding out for.
That's fascinating. I never thought about that. But of course, because they do. They set versions of games in.
We have to have the experts to make it authentic.
A month ago, we attended something at the I forget the name of it off the top of it. I think
EG3 or something.
Something like
E3.
That.
E3. Yeah,
that's going.
It.
And that was huge.
Thanks to Tess, right?
Yeah. Thanks to Tess. Yeah. Tess got it. Thanks, Tess.
Yeah.
I know you're listening. Big shout out to Tess and
Red Rock
hey,
Publicity.
Talent.
Yeah.
Red Rock Talent.
But great. But that was like an introduction as to how big the whole thing is. Fortnite was making. But
oh
Halo,
gosh.
Again, you were involved with Halo. And Halo, I think it still resonates as the thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but so what do you prefer doing? Stuff like that, the voiceover, or getting a script and saying, this is me. I got to do this.
Yeah.
Because the two of us, if the script is longer than a half a sentence, we have difficulty.
Yeah, we can't remember.
And that's a maximum if it's a half a sentence. So we have
really
the
funny.
Utmost respect for anybody. So that's why I would probably like the voiceover as opposed to having
to. Yeah, because you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to learn it.
Or reality.
Yeah,
Matt and I were in the Storage Wars.
Oh.
Yeah. We're good with reality.
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars. we can improvise with reality.
We
As a matter of fact, on our flight out to Chicago last week, I'm walking down. I'm on board the plane. I'm walking behind Matt, and some guy grabs me and he says, are you the two guys that are on Storage Wars? And I says, yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. And I said, we're going to Chicago because we've got a couple auctions to do.
Even though we weren't.
And he says, my brother-in-law's an auctioneer. Maybe I can get him to join you guys. Always a story.
Always a story. But unless it's reality or it's a commercial where we just stand there, do nothing, forget it.
We did a couple of commercial voiceovers.
Commercial. We did. That's right. Yeah.
But they weren't picked up.
Yeah, that's right. We did do it. And those are easy.
Yeah.
I mean, those were like, I'm not taking away what you're doing, but compared to our one-line sentences where we stumbled, it's great where we don't have somebody breathing down a neck and we just have this to read. And sure, you go over it a couple times, but we don't have to worry about forgetting what to say, so... It's
absolutely.
You're in a business that I look at it totally different. We're in the entertainment industry in a roundabout way, but not compared.
Well, you are, yeah.
But
hosts,
you're
hosts, right? So that's.
Oh, yeah. Mind you,
that's a similar thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've typically. Oh, I suppose hosts are reading off. Not you guys, obviously, but hosts read off.
Reading off stuff, too.
There.
But.
It's a very different thing. I mean, there's something wonderful about getting a script for a character, something really juicy, meaty, kind of thinking, I'm perfect for this, and learning it and absorbing it and finding different ways to do it and, you know, either...
Now, do you ever hear about a certain role in Hollywood and you say to your agent, I need you to push for me for this? Or do you just, you know, roles and stuff come to you and you go, that's for me, that's not for me? I mean, do you ever say, I got to go get that?
Occasionally, mostly you would leave it up to your
agent.
Team,
your team.
And agent.
Yeah. Like your team.
But you know, occasionally I'll hear of something and I'll think, I'm not going in for that. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So then, we'd have a conversation and it would go from there. But
when you do get an opportunity or a role through, I mean, you get like excited and say, fantastic, and you walk in there and all of a sudden there's like 20 people you're reading against, do you feel like no big deal, or do you feel like, damn, I feel kind of intimidated, like we do? We go in, we're novices, and there's 20 people and they're reading for we're, I'm thinking,
we don't stand a chance.
We don't stand a chance. Forget it, especially the way we stumble.
You mean people that you're auditioning against?
Yes.
You mean, yes.
Is that kind of intimidating?
It is, but you just learn to.
The last thing we went for, we didn't even even have our lines with
script.
Us. We had to use our phone. It was
it's intimidating when you walk in and see a bunch of people in for the same role.
Because we know
you
they're
want.
All pros, and we're not. But if in your case, you probably think, I got this, right? I mean, you have to have confidence, right?
You do have to have confidence, but it can be nerve-wracking, especially if it depends how high the stakes are for the joke. You know, if it's something that is a bigger role or something that you feel really passionate about.
Yeah.
I think often it can be quite nice because you go in and no one looks like you. So you think, well, they're just that. It's not 10 people that look like me, so I'm probably not going to get it. I'll bring myself to this, and they're either going to want me or they're going to want something completely different that I could never have given them anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever done stage?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You love
my
that,
first
right?
Love.
Yeah. A lot of actors like it.
Yeah. I do a lot of theater now. Yeah. I'm in a theater company here, so.
No kidding.
We do productions.
Live and you can't stop.
Over and over again. You got to do the same performance over and over and over again.
Except somehow it lives differently each performance.
Does it? Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to work to really not get in a habit of, I guess, what they would call line readings, like reading the thing the same way.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
have to try and let it affect you differently mm-hmm. each time. But of course, you've got marks to hit, and I've done a lot of farce, like very physical comedy, mm-hmm. and very much, you know, doors have to slam at the same time, and people have to enter at the same time, and someone exits, and it's like a dance almost.
Yeah,
and that's pretty.
Seems very difficult.
That's
very
challenging.
Tough. I mean,
those are the hardest.
You know, whenever I watch the Tonys, and you see like someone like Denzel Washington, who's on this play, and he's doing the same thing six days a week, or is it 8 days a week?
Well, it's hard
eight
to
performances
say.
Typically. Yeah.
And it's performance. It's like the Rolling Stones going out every night doing the same show over and over, but they'll get 2 days in between shows or whatever. If you're doing the performance, it's. Eight shows in a row or what have you.
Yeah, that's tough.
Repetitious.
But you got to love what you're doing. And I think all actors love that they have a passion for what they're doing.
Yeah. What is good is that you're in front of everybody. You know, you get the whole crowd in front of you and you know they're watching.
Live
you, so
reaction.
That's gotta be,
you can't really beat it.
Yeah, exhilarating.
The clapping, the laughing.
Yeah, when people laugh, if you're
did
you
she
know,
say
a
laugh?
Bit of a comedian,
laugh. I think she said laugh.
Laugh.
When people laugh. Laugh.
She's acting there.
Yeah, she's acting. Yeah, you sound like an American.
Well, she's an actor. She could do American. She could do Italian. She could do English.
That's Francesca Manzi. Did I pronounce it again? Manzi.
Manzi, yeah. You guys just sort of are it rather than ah.
Manzi sounds familiar. I know of a Manzi, some person that's a celebrity or a author
right here,
or something.
She's sitting right here in the studio with us right here.
It's actually apparently a very common name in Italy.
Is it?
Very
right?
Common last
Manzi's.
Name, kind of like Smith.
That might be it.
Like Smith? How about that?
Is Smith even common in America? That's
not anymore, I don't think.
That's a good question. Yeah. I think Muhammad is popular in America right now. That's common, Muhammad. I think it is. I think it's, but Smith, I don't.
That was a very common British one.
Smith and Jones. Right?
Yeah,
Smith and Jones.
Smith and Jones.
Yeah, but I don't know. I ever met a Smith or Jones.
I don't know.
I mean, over the years, probably.
But
you're right.
It used to be Smith and Jones was a popular name, but I don't think it is anymore.
Not as popular.
Not anymore right now. So,
are you currently working on any projects as we speak? I know something big coming up, which is top secret. But are you currently leaving the studio today and you got a 4 o'clock audition?
No,
or you're
I haven't
on set
actually.
Tomorrow?
I haven't. I'm auditioning most days for various projects.
Yeah, the audition.
Do all these auditions nowadays? Are they still all taking place in Hollywood, or are there a lot of them like in Santa Monica or outside of the realm of Hollywood per se?
Oh yeah, they're all over now.
All over.
And also certain aspects of the industry, like voiceover or commercials, will gravitate to certain. There's a lot of commercials in Hollywood, but also a lot in Santa Monica. You'll get a lot of, obviously most of the screen stuff is in Burbank because that's where the studios
are. Right, Burbank.
And then voiceover stuff, you're mostly recording that yourself anyway initially, but if you go in person, it's either in Hollywood or in Burbank.
You must love hearing you got a call back, right?
Yeah, or a veil. That's even better.
What do they call?
A veil.
A veil?
What's that?
Never heard that.
When you are, basically it's like the one step past the callback where you're pinned for the job.
Oh,
never heard that
never
before.
Never heard that.
Yeah, you're on a veil. So in commercials, it means there still could be a good handful of people on a veil, and they'll just pick one of you. In voiceover, I've typically found it to mean that they're going to book you, they're just not sure when. So it's literally like, what is your avail for these time periods?
So like every day you never know when you might just get a call and say, hey, Francesca, we have something for you. I mean, yeah. We did one commercial, and we didn't even audition for that, Mark, for that at the Lowe's.
Yeah.
We didn't even audition
for that,
did we?
Right, we just got that. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how it happened. Yeah. It's like we're George Clooney. We didn't even have to audition. Yeah. We just got
the
role.
Well, at that time, it was our manager, I guess, and she put it together, and she just said, I got this for you. Go there. And
So at any given time, tomorrow morning, you might wake up, and you might get a phone call from your manager or agent saying, hey, Francesca, are you 3:30 this afternoon? You got to be at Universal. They're reading that. That's going to be exciting, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, one day you're like, oh, nothing's really happening. And then the next day you've got this really exciting opportunity.
Do you have one agent that covers everything, whether it be voiceovers, whether it's stage or whether it's...
No, separate people.
Separate people.
So, yeah, I have a manager who covers my, what they call theatrical, which would be TV and film. And then a commercial agent who covers... the commercials,
wow.
And voiceover agent who deals
boy,
with
boy, oh boy.
Well, as we're winding down, Francesca, here, do you have anything else you'd like to do, a shout-out or a mention? If you got a website? Yeah,
website.
You
it said FrancescaManzi.com.
As they always say in the Today Show, yeah. We're down to last. We got 30 seconds.
We got 15 seconds. Why don't you give out your website and spell it?
Oh, yes. It's FrancescaManzi.com, which is FrancescaManzi. .com, and I'm on Instagram. You can
and
find
what is that tag or
that's Frank's
handle.
Delicious, which is FrancesCaManzius. It's like a play on delicious. I didn't stupid,
wow, okay.
But it's fun.
And you're on Twitter and Facebook.
I'm on Twitter as Frankie Manzi, which is with K-I-E. But I tend to use Instagram more than anything. That's the most fun
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, I think we do too. Less Twitter, yeah. Quite a bit of Facebook, but a lot of Instagram.
Instagram's just fun. I like the visuals.
Yeah.
More than
well, Francesca, it was great having you in.
Such a pleasure to be here, guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I got to say again, when you go to Chicago,
Ambassador Chicago.
And also when you get to Chicago, and I got to put a thank you out this also, Matt, to Chi-Town Limousine.
Yes.
We were in Chicago.
Yes.
And these guys were the ones who took us around town.
We needed a private car.
I got to say, it's Chi-Town, Chi-Town Limousine.com. Phone number is 773-716-6055. Welcome to Chi-Town Limousine. It's Chi-Town Limousine is premised on the belief that both clients' needs and desires are of the utmost importance. As such, their seasoned team is committed to providing high-quality services to meet those needs while also delivering a luxurious experience. I think we had a luxurious experience.
I think, Mark, actually the owner of the company drove us, Jose, right?
So we got in. The seat was very comfortable.
Yeah.
He offered us chilled Fiji water right away.
Right.
Checked with the temperature to make sure the temperature was right. So when it says you're delivering a luxurious experience for our client, Mintz, he means it. They're right.
Yeah.
They pride themselves on having a vetted team of flexible and quality drivers. Now, this is impressive to know that the tastemakers in town, and we had the owner, was there for
Jose.
Us.
Right on, Jose.
That you can trust your disposal at any day of the week and at any hour of the day. They welcome the opportunity to deliver more than a car service, but a modern experience. It's one call away. And nothing better and nothing greater than, Matt, when you leave your hotel, you know you have to be someplace in a short period of time. There the car is waiting for you.
Yeah.
Right there in front
reliable.
Of the hotel.
Yeah.
Right, reliable.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was there, he opened the door for us, he walked in, he got us to our location on time, without hassle, chilled car, magazines
in there.
That
was an SUV, made me feel like a VIP.
Right. So it was
VIP.
So Chi-Town Limousine in Chicago, your place to go when you need a lift. 773-716-6055. And by the way, did I say this show is presented to you, to our listeners around the world, by AmbassadorChicago.com. The hotel to go to, the jewel in the crown of the Gold Coast
the Gold
of Chicago.
Coast. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, what more can you ask for? Like I said earlier at the start of the show, Matt, we have a lot to go over still. There's the MagicParlorChicago.com, hosted by the third-generation magician extraordinary Dennis Watkins. So we've got so much to cover. We
the
can't
Chicago
cover it today.
Chicago Architecture Foundation Cruise. I know a lot. We're just
TexasDayBrazil.com. They provided us fantastic lunch. But again, the hour show is not enough time to cover everything. So we're going to have to cover all the Art Institute. We got to cover that on the next show.
Big shout to all of those people, and thank you very much. And our event's coming up in a couple weeks.
That's right. We have our Emmy Celebrity Gifting Suite 3 weeks from tomorrow in the heart of Hollywood, where we're going to honor the 70th annual Emmy Awards by inviting the Emmy nominees, presenters, past winners,
past
press
nominees,
media, influencers, and so forth. So it's the second biggest event here in Hollywood outside of the Oscars.
Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and follow us on Twitter.
Right. And keep looking and watching A&E, because there's an upcoming Storage Wars marathon coming up. Classic Storage Wars with the Harris Brothers. We'll be, you know, they're running them around the clock 24/7.
It's like the Lucy Show.
It's like the Lucy Show.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the world, there we are. So keep watching. Stay tuned. Follow us, like Matt said. Also, if you need to get a hold of us, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. Also, I'm selling real estate. So if you're looking to buy property here in Los Angeles, contact me. That's markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. I'll sell you a great – as a matter of fact, I'm doing an open house this Saturday in beautiful part of Pasadena. It's a $2.4 million house, five bedrooms, two baths, right near California. Caltech, it's a beautiful house. So if you're looking to buy a nice pied de trois in Pasadena, contact me direct. That's markharrisrealtor@gmail.com.
We are the tastemakers.
So thanks again for listening. We'll see you again at our next show. And until then, eat something good, drink something better.
Have fun.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.